Greetings from Another Day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Preachy from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your heart and mind to receive Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. The Lord wants to show Himself near to us. He wants us to be near to Him. He wants our lives to be built on a steady foundation. And that foundation has to be His character, His love, His personality, who God is, His greatness, His glory now becomes the foundation of our lives. When we try to seek help or refuge in any other source outside of God, we are now laying precedent in our life to end up worshipping idols, because that's how idols come into existence. See, I'm not saying that people can't help you, medicine can't help you, your work cannot help you. I'm saying that every help that you get in life has to be because you believe God brought that into your life and God has given that to you. And if God has not given it to you, if it is not good in God's eyes, if it is not right in God's eyes, then you have to refuse help, good help from good people, from good sources. You need to refuse that help. You know the story of Adam and Eve. They ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, hoping to receive some help to discern between good and bad. They didn't have a bad intention to rebel against God. They just wanted to grow and become better, become more like God in the serpent's language. And yet, that particular pursuit, because that was not what God had ordained for them, ended up becoming sin, ended up becoming idol worship, ended up disconnecting them from the grace and the glory of God. And you know what happens when you're disconnected from God? Judgment follows, poverty follows, sickness follows, all kinds of pain and trouble becomes our portion when we are not abiding in God Himself. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 13 about a generation who's been judged, who's been struck down, who's been punished. And God looks at them and says, yet the people, they do not turn back in repentance to Him who struck them. God's purpose in punishment, in discipline, was not to hurt us. It was not to hurt Adam and Eve. It was not to hurt His people Israel. It was to turn them back to repentance, to turn their hearts around, to turn their mind around to seeking God one more time, to worshiping Him one more time, to relying on Him one more time. And yet God noticed that these guys who are being struck, these guys who are being disciplined, these guys who are being punished, they are not repenting in spite of the punishment, in spite of the judgment. The next line of the same verse says, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts as their most essential need. The character of this generation of people that didn't repent was that they wouldn't depend on the Lord of hosts in such a degree, in such a manner that they would consider God to be their most essential, most important, most required, most needed source for their life. Like I said earlier, they always had a plan B to run to. They always had other things that they would rely on. God was not the only person that they will depend on to meet their need, to take care of them. And that led them into all kinds of sin later. So there are two sins that the Lord is highlighting in this place. A sin where there is no repentance and a sin that they do not seek the Lord of hosts to be their most essential help, their most essential need. Do you want to truly and completely enjoy the rest that God wants to give you? Then you need to turn back to God and you need to repent from your way of living. You need to be willing to change and to upgrade your belief and behavior system and behavior pattern. And then you need to remember that the one who struck you, the one who disciplines you, the one who is punishing you from time to time, he does so because he loves you. What father that loves his children will not discipline them? And you need to draw near to him. You need to give your time, your life, your resources to serve the one who struck you. And the second thing that the Lord is inviting us into so that we can have complete rest is to rely on him as our most essential need. Not on our spouses, not on our churches, not on our employer or the business partners. No, we have to rely on God as the most essential need in our lives. When we don't have anybody or anything, it is very easy to depend on the Lord. But the temptation to slowly deviate our trust to people increases with the prosperity, with the blessings, and with the provisions that come our way. Do not let the blessings that the Lord has given you take you away from your first devotion and your total dependence on the Lord of hosts as your most essential need. That is my greatest advice to you today. That is my prayer for myself. That is my desire for all of us. If we can just seek the Lord as our most essential need, then we can rest in him. We can trust in him. We can expect restoration in and through this entire season that is in front of us. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's pray together. Father, we give you praise for revealing the importance of repentance to us today. We give you praise for showing us how we need to seek you, our Lord of hosts, as our most essential need. Help us to trust in the promises that you have given us, in the voice that you have spoken to us, the word that you have given us, the assurances that you have given us time and again. Help us to stand on it and live through it by abiding in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We hope it encouraged you. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpreachy.com. Let His grace lead your day ahead.